Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
What if we had our own opening ceremony? Ooh. I am Zach, gold medalist Towers.
And I'm Kelsey, fucking in the unfuckable bed, Sarah.
And welcome to Company Elite's Care of the Podcast, where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. Guys, we're talking about the Olympics, kind of.
Kind of. I'm
get excited.
Yeah, no. I have no, surprise, surprise, I have no real point of view to offer.
You don't sports?
No.
Why don't you sport?
Are the Olympics important to you?
The Olympics, to me, remind me of how I feel about, like, a 4th of July or a Memorial Day.
Going through the motions?
Yeah, where it's like, America, but, like, not the America we've had recently.
Oh, my God. We've talked about this, how American flags make me straight up nervous.
Yeah, so when they're like, go USA against France. I'm like, well,
let's see what France has to say.
Yeah, what's up with France?
That's so funny.
Did you watch the Olympics growing up? Like, I feel like it's a little gay boy. Your whole fucking DNA is supposed to love the Olympics.
Well, gymnastics for sure. Swimming, diving for sure.
The Speedos?
Yeah, the Speedos. Not ever because of the sport.
Okay.
Not ever because of the sport. And I will say, when someone like puts on the Olympics and it's like gymnastics of any kind, I'm like, this is wild.
This is
that people can do this with their bodies.
Yeah.
I also don't understand how people like make a career out of it.
Well, that's what fascinates me about currently being with an athlete is that they are, I've said this before, a different kind of human.
Yeah.
Like, when your whole job is your body
and your performance
and like the physical elitism, like your job, your full-time job, breakfast, lunch, and dinner is making your body the most peak version.
Yeah.
It's cuckoo.
Insane.
And it's not even like necessarily a vanity thing. Like, like I'm trying to look as hot as possible. It's like I'm trying to perform.
Totally.
To the toppest capacitist.
The toppest. I like that. I like that.
You would be a toppest.
Wow. Instead of a bottomist. Yeah, it's like when people start shaving things to get better points or better times.
That's crazy.
Like, really?
How much does hair really
suck? Has that been debunked? Are there like hairy swimmers? I would love to see like an otter.
Just full back hair?
Yeah, well, maybe not back hair, but like, you know, a really burly Italian man.
If you think about it, they really all do shave.
I mean, in my head, the divers and swimmers are literally Ken dolls.
Yes. They're slippery. Like, you'd slide right off the one.
Totally.
So we're talking about the Olympics today, but before we get into all the fun of that.
Oh, Skippy.
Zachary.
What's up?
It took everything in me not to say anything when we were downstairs just a moment ago, because you were like, look at Hippo. He's the most depressed looking dog. And I wanted to say, well, that's because he was in the emergency room this weekend and I didn't get to tell you.
No.
Fucking Hippo. Love of my life. Son. Yeah. Child. Part of me.
Yeah,
my
vaginal baby, birth.
The only thing I care about in this world. I don't know how to say this without sounding like a bad dog mom either, so I'm just going to tell you the truth.
I did know this.
Ate a plant in our backyard.
Never mind.
Wait, what did you fucking think?
The mole sauce. Oh. When he fed him. Kelsey fed him mole.
You're about to put me on blast right where I almost killed my dog a different way.
I didn't know that it was chalk. Leo wants this mic out of my face so bad.
He has six times already pulled the mic.
Which,
mic
out if of you don't watch head. This pod on YouTube, treat you yourself. Know. Treat yourself. Oh, he drew blood, too.
Oh, sick.
Okay, yeah, you didn't know. And raise your hand if you knew that mole was chocolate or had chocolate. I mean, I
do. What about the word mole says, if anything, I was like, guaca?
Mole?
It's a Mexican food.
I wonder what mole means then.
Shit, if I know, but the fact that it was cacao in it, and I gave him I know. I gave him a chip with some mole on it, and I was like, wasn't that good? And the athlete goes,
then if you would just give him mole?
And I was like, you watched me, yeah. And you're like,
that's chocolate. That's chocolate. That's chocolate. That's a good impression.
So that was not what I did.
Okay, sorry. You fed him a plant.
I fed him a plant. No, we have these 16-foot walls in my backyard that are concrete that, like, surround the house, you know, like Fort Knox. Stay away from my house.
Yeah, and someone still broke in.
Yeah, twice. They're covered in, what would you call that? Plant leaves?
Like vines.
They're vine-ish, but they're plants. They're really sturdy. They're not like when you think of sexy, like, Olive Garden vines or Cheesecake Factory vines.
Not sexy Olive Garden.
Not Italian vines. Not like grape vines. They're okay. Like, they're really...
They're rigid.
They're rigid, they're strong, and they look like just green and leaves.
They're coursing with venom.
Yeah, they're, turns out, poisonous to dogs. I've lived here 3 years, and not a once did I think these vines on the walls were... bad for the dog. Also, they're never, he can't get to them.
Yeah, he doesn't, why would he? He'd have to jump up on that bench and then
exactly
desire
to eat that.
Yeah.
Well, over the summer, the vine grew in an area where he could reach and I couldn't see it. And he was chewing on it, I guess, during the night. And when we woke up the next morning and I went to go feed him and take him outside, I saw like three big piles of throw up, like big throw up piles all with leaves and sticks in it. And I was like, what the fuck? Where did he on a walk get into something? Like, I didn't even think of where it came from. And
if you were still drinking, it could have been you.
100%. I could have fed it to him. I was like, you need your green.
Or no, your piles of vomit that you just didn't remember.
Oh my God. Thank you for that sick bird. And you're not wrong. So he's like eaten grass before and thrown it up.
Yeah, dogs
like,
do that.
Yeah.
To throw up, don't they?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes people think that dogs eat grass so that they can make themselves puke because they don't feel well.
Yeah.
But a lot of times dogs just want to, are curious and idiots. And they don't realize that that also is the thing that makes them throw up.
Totally.
So after he's thrown up, he eats his breakfast, he potties, everything seems normal. And I'm like, okay. So we take him on a walk down to Santa Monica in his stroller. Like, I let him lay in the stroller. He wasn't ever like walking. And so I didn't notice because he was in the stroller, but he was getting like more and more lethargic and like low energy. Sure. And I was like, maybe it's the sun. Like, I wasn't really thinking about it. Anyway, we come home and he curls up in like the tiniest of croissants.
Oh no.
Like tiniest of croissants. Like, will be right next to me if I'm on the couch. He like moved himself to the floor and then moved himself into the crate. And I was like, you don't
this is seem weird.
Well.
Yeah.
You don't seem well. But he was eating and drinking fine. He ate dinner and I was like, something just, and like there was something in my gut that was like, dog mom he's not acting right. He's not himself. So yeah. I video called with our 24-hour vet, which is shout out to Modern Animal. Their membership comes with a 24-hour vet video call. And
how much does that run you?
Well, the membership for a year is like $100.
Stop.
And to just have that peace of mind, I was like, yeah. Come out. And she helped me identify the plant. Like, I realized, oh my gosh, it's from the backyard. That's why you threw up in the backyard. And it was a climbing vine, a climbing fig is what it's called. And they're not like deadly, but they're certainly, they have a sap that's like poisonous and can really irritate their internal organ.
Oh my gosh. Is it sweet though? Cause it's sap?
We don't know. I've never eaten it.
You should try it. In solidarity.
Yeah.
She'd have some twigs and mole.
You think? Well, I did have some mole. It wasn't for me. A little too bitter. Which, again, doesn't make sense that it's chocolate.
I know.
So it's like 9:30. We drive him. The Modern Animal chick's like, I would just go because with poison, the thing you have to worry about is their organ failure. Like if it's a slow decline, like he's been going downhill slowly throughout the day, that could be like
shutting down.
Yeah, like a less obvious.
And also, are there things like anti-poison?
Yeah. So okay. They have stuff. And so I'm like, get in the car. Yeah, we're going. We go to one, a 24-hour hospital. They're fully booked. They're like, we can't see any animals. So we have to drive all the way to the valley.
Like, what about angels? Are you accepting heavenly creatures?
Have you seen his TikToks? He's my child.
Yeah, and a celeb.
Hello.
In his own right.
Okay. We should have a living doctor. So we drive all the way to the valley to this 24-hour vet. They take him in right away. They're incredible. They basically are like, he passed most of it by throwing up. And like, he's, all of his vitals are fine. All of his organs are fine. He's just really dealing with a bad tummy ache and a sore throat from the sap fucking up his. And I was like, well, give him whatever. Because if like your child's sick.
Yeah.
So he gets yoked up with a bunch of shit. Zachary.
What?
They do this thing where when they give your dog an IV, you think they hook them up with a little needle in their arm, right? And it goes in the way humans do. No. Giving a dog fluids means they inject a pile of water into their back and their body spends the next few hours absorbing it that way. When I tell you, they were like, he's going to have a little hump on his back. And I was like, oh, cute.
And it was like a full camel.
Bro, look at this fucking dog. Has a full hunchback of Notre Dame.
Is he instantly feeling better?
Yeah, he was feeling much better after already just going into the vet.
Oh, I could not believe. Oh, my God.
And it was watery. It was like a small water bed on his back.
That is wild.
You touched it and it jiggled.
No.
Zach, I
knew they said don't like
feed my
pet. Don't like pat it or something.
They didn't say anything. They just said, here's your dog. And it should go down. And the crazy part is they were like, it can sometimes migrate. So they were like, depending on how he
like
sleeps.
Like a water bed.
Yes. And it did. It moved into his arm. So then he had this big fucking chicken arm. It was so fun. I've never laughed so hard at the vet.
I want my fluids that way next time. I want like a Celsius bubble on my back.
I just stab a straw into it. Slurp it out.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very funny. But that's not even why I wanted to tell you the story. Because it's what happened at the vet. That was the crazy part. So me and Athlete are in one of our little like vet rooms waiting for Hippo to get all of his insurance done and stuff. And what we noticed was they have like an intercom speaker where someone at the front desk can like page a doctor, okay. But like every room can hear it.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that seems a little bit like HIPAA violation, but who knows?
Sure.
Hippo gets a HIPAA. So we're sitting there and all of a sudden we just hear, we have an emergency to the front. We need a doctor. There is a pug who has ingested an entire chocolate bar of magic mushrooms. I repeat, an entire chocolate bar of magic mushrooms. And me and the athlete just look at each other and I'm like, well, I'm going to see this. I stick my head out the door and before you can even see it, you hear it. It is a tiny pug that is screaming.
No.
It is screaming like a human. Like.
Your eyes kind of looked puggish when you said that.
And here's the thing. I look at the pug then I look at the family it's with. It is a dad,
no,
a mom, and like two young, like 20-year-old teenage girls.
And you're like, whose was it?
They're all high.
No.
All of them on mushrooms.
No.
All of them. So a doctor comes, immediately takes the dog to the back, and they're like, listen, we're more worried about the chocolate than the mushrooms. Even if they took a fuck ton of mushrooms, it's not going to
kill. Mushrooms don't kill, yeah.
You just have to monitor their blood pressure and their hydration. Like, we're more worried about the chocolate, so we're going to go deal with that. They were making it throw up and stuff like that. So the family, they're like, your dog's going to be fine, da 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 da. So the family's like, okay.
And then like, they're like,
I'm like, athlete, let's go sit in the lobby with this.
Y'all are fucked up.
So this, I mean, I'm talking like probably the mom and dad were in their 60s and no. The daughters were like in their 20s. And they're all just like touching the cushions.
Were they in good spirits?
Once they knew the dog was okay, totally in good spirits. So then Hippo comes out with this huge lump on her, and they're just like, what magical creature is this? The mom gets on the floor.
Of course.
And is letting Hippo is like loving this. Crawls on top of the mom. The mom is like, oh my God.
Hippo's just like being Hippo.
I love this. And we're going to say, what's his name? Hippo. The daughters are like, mom, get off the floor. And she's like, shut up, Brooke. It's fine. It's a Saturday night. Our dog is high on mushrooms. We're just going to have to make the best out of this.
And shut up, Brooke.
The dad has just got his head in his hand, like looking just like absolutely like this woman does this all the time.
Do they have a beautiful family dynamic?
Yes.
Ugh.
It looked like they were all doing mushrooms together on a Saturday night. And they were even talking about it. They were like, it was a comedy of errors. You left the door open. I put it in the bottom drawer thinking that's where you would want it. Dog, we're all outside. So it's your fault for leaving the door open.
Yeah.
Your fault for putting it on the bottom shelf. Like they were talking it through just like, well, guys, we're just going to have to ride this one out together. And I was like,
that's beautiful.
So funny. It was so, plus Hippo's hump on his back. Like yeah. It was just... It's 1:30 in the morning at this point. Like, we're so tired.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, delusionally laughing. Like,
yeah.
It was such an adventure. And that is my long story of housekeeping.
I'm not going to be able to top that, nor would I want to.
It was so fun. Like, considering the circumstances, it was an adventure.
You should write maybe a pilot at a 24-hour animal clinic. Although that could get sad really fast.
Yeah. But, like, they see it every day, right? It's like a hospital thing.
Totally.
Like there's Grey's Anatomy. People die every day.
Yeah.
But I was tired. I was tired this weekend. It was $400.
I can't believe you sat on that. Okay, $400 is not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Not as bad.
You said emergency vet, when you said pumped full of whatever, I was like $1,200.
Yeah, I was worried. There was an estimate for $1,200, but that was like if I had done all these crazy cuckoo tests. But the doctor was like, with this plant, most dogs just like kind of take care of them itself.
Yeah.
And it's just like uncomfortable for them and really stressful.
Yeah.
And the next day, so yesterday, Hippo takes a shit. I go over and I'm like, this looks like a weird shit. I pick it up. There is not a poop particle to be found. It is a stack of leaves.
What?
A perfect stack of leaves. Like in the shape of a turd.
Like a leafy lasagna?
A leafy lasagna, but like 100 leaves. It was so compact and pushed together. And I literally got another poop bag and used them as gloves. And I picked it up and I was like, athlete, come here, look at this. And I like thumbed through it as if it was a deck of cards.
What?
I was like, look at these fucking leaves stuck together in his shit.
That's weird.
It was crazy. But the doctor told me that he would probably pass whatever's left. But I was like, the body is a miracle.
The body is a miracle. The body said, we're not breaking this down.
Miracles with the bodies. Tell us your housekeeping.
Oh, I last night experienced disturbing
Wait, can I read your text?
Oh.
Because I read it out loud to the athlete. I was like, should we be concerned about this?
I only texted my sister and you. It is very bizarre living alone and stuff. And I'm like, who do I, like, how do I even, like, how do I even, like, go about this? And it's like, oh, yeah, Kelsey's afflicted by a lot of things.
You go, I basically said, can you pod at this time tomorrow? And you said, yeah, I'm basically free all day. At present moment, I'm experiencing some sort of, in quotes, seeing stars in the left field of my vision, and I'm not sure why. I did just work out, but this is definitely a new experience. Like, I canceled on a show tonight because I didn't want to drive with my vision like this. No pain, though, so I guess that's good? And I go, oh, what? Are you okay?
Yeah. Like, you went to...
full doctor mode.
Prescribing you medications. And then you were like, it might be aura. When I get aura or something, and I was like, is aura a brand?
No! I have talked about aura migraines on this podcast to you multiple times.
I don't think it helped, though, that I... Did you spell it wrong?
No, it's called aura. A-U-O-R-A or whatever.
Okay.
But I thought you were having... You were about to have your first aura migraine.
Which is crazy because I don't often... Well, those are honestly what popped in my head because people, like... They were having a stroke for like 6 hours and they didn't like realize it or something.
Yeah.
And I was nervous about that. But it was just like I was getting refracted light and kind of, did you know what I meant when like you hang a crystal or whatever and it kind of turns rainbow-y?
That's what aura looks like.
Okay. So it was like, yeah, it was like sparkly like that, but almost like in like a cookie cutter shape. In my left.
That you're literally describing migraine.
Yeah, aura. Isn't that crazy? But I didn't have any headache. So maybe it was just God saying, hey, gay boy, life is sparkly.
Life is short and like YOLO.
I loved also that you're like, drink caffeine if you can. I was like, honey.
Can I?
Will I?
You're the only psychopath that drinks caffeine at 8 p.m. that I know anyway. And no. Still sleep.
Sometimes you need a little thrill. I didn't fall asleep till like 2 a.m. But... That's the deal with the double I made.
Are you tie-tie today?
No.
Good for you.
I'll be tie-tie in a bit. But yeah. I'm like, you know, now I got 4 hours and yeah, I'm good.
And I was like, you should make an appointment with a doctor just to make sure. But then he and I both did enough Googling to feel fine. So,
I didn't Google. I refused. Okay. I did aura and it pulled up Aurora Borealis.
And you were like, hey, that's up. Yeah.
Yes.
My people.
But no, when I knew not to Google it because I know it would say this is a stroke. This is early onset Alzheimer's. This is brain cancer. This is eye cancer. And I just didn't need because I'm a powerful manifester. I would create those things.
You would in turn have a seizure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, yeah, this is, I'm my right time. On time. Yeah.
Yeah.
For a seizure.
So all that to say, Zach didn't make an eye appointment and we both feel okay about it. I feel like I just want to put that in the universe that
you told me
did,
to.
Yeah. I did tell you to, though.
Ew.
I did.
Okay, Your Honor. Like, I rest my case. I'm not at fault.
Yes. If you show up just dead in your apartment and they're like, was it foul play? I'm like, let the record state.
I suggested
on the podcast and all of you heard that.
Oh, I appreciate you. And I understand like the better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
I also like, I'm so jaded now, I think, by like doctors who are like, yeah, let's run all the tests.
And when you're like, do you know the economy we're living in?
Yeah, I
know. Do you know how I feel about the next president? Like, hello. No. Don't run all the tests. Just fucking do your job and tell me what it is.
I know. Because this is the other thing. If we did have universal health care, it would be so hard to get them to run tests.
Yeah.
But because it's all coming like out of pocket and they want to bill insurance
like,
and everything.
Like, how much
we should do everything. And
do you want to live?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, this could be this thing that's only happened in 1 in 1,000 cases. And it's like, yeah, it could. And I understand that. But like, if I'm paying for it, then no.
Yeah.
Which is also crazy because it's like, it is my vision. But I will say, while I was chatting with Kelsey, it was starting to like go away.
Yeah.
And then like by the time I went to bed, it was completely gone.
It's very funny that you treat like a medical condition in your eyes, sort of like what we do with the check engine oil light, where we're just like, well, it took care of itself.
It went away.
I guess it's fixed.
It went away.
I don't need to go to the man who fixes things.
Oh, you know what sucks? I got my first car checkup, not out of the 3-year. Everything got $1,100.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all of these things happened on the first one I wasn't covered for.
What did they say was wrong?
honey, they could be really screwing me over.
Because you have no idea if they're even real words.
Yeah, there was like a lot of injector fluid talk.
That's hippo's back.
You will look at my car, it has a big bubble on the back of it.
It's filled with Celsius.
No, it was like, like he ran it by me. It was higher. They wanted to do more. But one of the things is like windshield wiper blades. Like, no. I'll get those. If I really need them.
Okay.
I can replace windshield wipers. Kelsey. Huh? Also, you know what else I think I can replace? In-cabin air filters.
What are you on, an airplane? In-cabin air filters?
I know. They be adding filters. I bet your car
has some.
Yeah, Kelsey. I bet your car has them too.
And how do you change them?
Also, I think you need to get rid of your Tesla.
Because of Elon?
Yeah.
I agree.
It's, and Bob the drag queen brought this up to me. He's like, when does having a Tesla be part of the problem? It's horrible.
A fucking fantastic car.
Yeah, but it's also very, if and when he issues the update that like he can take control of that car, I won't be like surprised.
What are you going to do? Kill all the people that have Teslas? That's bad for his business. He wants more people to have
Teslas. He's not good at business though.
No, 100%. It's funny you said that because I've been thinking about that a lot lately.
If you want an electric car, the Rivian, have you heard of that car?
No, I haven't looked at, I have the supermodel. I have the hottest girl in the country in my driveway. I have the iPhone. Why would I ever look at a flip phone again? How I feel about Teslas.
I think that's just your ignorance talking.
I think you got to try it. That car is so...
But you haven't tried the other ones.
You're right. Because I feel like why would I fuck another chick when I got the baddest bitch in the club?
Because you care about the world and queer people?
No, that's true. That's where my soul is attached to this.
I would hope you wouldn't put new money towards it. Do you know what I mean?
No. I think, that's the other thing is Teslas are supposed to like last forever because they're just software updates. So until like the literal body falls apart, I'll have that car.
Yeah, but also like think about iPhones. iPhones last 2 to 3 years. And that's software updates too.
But that's not, like, they're not adding new features of something where I'm like, ugh, mine's missing this. Mine has it all.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
It's just, that's the problem, dude. When I tell you, you've brought up a real conundrum, it's in something that's been weighing heavy on my heart.
Oh, okay.
I do not subscribe to anything that idiot is doing.
Yeah.
And saying, and actually, I took a big, like, for me, it felt like big, social media swap.
Oh yeah, you went to Threads. I saw that.
I did. I switched out the apps in my phone. So like now Threads is where my thumb automatically goes to press Twitter.
Great.
And I haven't looked at Twitter in like 2 days.
I will say don't get rid of it because someone could take your name.
Yeah. And I am noticing some things that Threads doesn't have that Twitter does that is easier to find certain like news and things.
I resent having to leave Twitter because I...
Yeah, are you off Twitter?
I have it, but I don't post there.
Oh. I wasn't posting either.
I only look at it when a guy on Grindr has his linked because it means he posts like vids and stuff.
So you don't go to Twitter for like your news and things?
No.
See, I was using it as like a daily newspaper.
No.
Can you stop using your toes to almost unplug our microphone?
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes.
I wasn't like yanking, to be clear.
I know, but I was watching you like twiddle it between your toe fingers and I was like, please stop.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the Olympics.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Like I said, we're talking about the Olympics, but nothing to do with the sports.
Yeah, no, there's no like, oh my God, and he got an 8.1 on a, I know.
Yep. I couldn't, I don't know anything about what's happening in the Olympics.
The opening ceremony.
Athletically, I'm only knowing about the social culture.
You only things. Be knowing, yeah.
I only be knowing about the social stuff about the Olympics. So let's talk about it. First things first. Everyone is talking about the controversy surrounding the opening ceremony, which if you guys didn't see it, I'm not surprised because the entire internet has been scrubbed of the full performance.
Wild.
There was drag queens. There was beheaded Marie Antoinette. There was Lady Gaga. It's New York's hottest club right now is the joke. But like it apparently pissed off a lot of Christians. And to that I say, why do we have to bring religion into sports now?
Yeah, I agree. And also, the Christians' whole thing is about us being so sensitive. And it's like, y'all are the sensitive ones.
Y'all are mad the drag queens were lip syncing to French music.
Is that what was happening?
Yeah.
I know the whole thing was that people speculated that they were doing the Last Supper, but it was actually the Feast of Dionysus.
So that they can't even see straight.
Yeah, it's just, I'm so exhausted by it all.
The three celebrities that came out and spoke about it were Candace Cameron.
And we're using this term celebrity very loosely.
Candace Cameron.
Rob Schneider.
And Jillian
Michaels.
Who is a queer woman, but an annoying one.
I mean,
we don't
this is
them.
The other thing, too. I think about, like, the things I believe in. And, like, I believe in them. So I don't need other people to believe in them. To speak well of them or even, respect them because I have my moral compass and it's what I believe in. So, like, can't your faith supersede whatever perceived, digression you've received on this? No, not digression.
Yeah, I didn't know.
What's that thing? What's a...
Regression?
It's like when you hurt someone. Maybe it's regression.
I have no idea what the context of that sentence was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, they're wanting to be offended.
Yes.
They're perceiving what happened as a knock at Christianity.
Got it. Yeah. And it's like, it's not fucking about you.
Right.
Let it be about Olympics. Let it be about people flipping in the air.
Totally.
So people are mad about that because there was drag queens, because there was a metal band playing and all these celebrities.
Wait, the metal band they didn't like either?
Yeah, they said it was satanic.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what are we living in the 40s?
Also, you know how there's like that Church of Satan that exists just to kind of prove a point that like freedom of religion, like this needs to be recognized too. Why can't, if it were satanic, we live in a country where, oh, it's not in our country.
It's in Paris.
Still, I think Satanists have every right to be celebrated.
Even in France.
I mean,
even with a cigarette baguette.
I think I really mean that.
I think you have a point.
You know?
I'm not going to lie. You just brought up religious freedoms. Why can't we have satanic freedom and our religious freedoms of showing off religions around the world?
Just because it ruffles your feathers.
Again, I don't think any of this belongs in sport.
Oh, so you actually have a problem with it too.
No, I don't have a problem with it at all. I have a problem with the people commenting on trying to make it about religion. Let it be art.
It bums me out too, though, that they took it down.
Let it be a fucking weird, artsy, fartsy, French ass.
Yeah.
Cool and performance.
Wait. And do we know who took it down? France took it down?
I think like the Olympic Committee removed it from their platform. They took off.
That's a bummer. You think France of all places would be like,
no, I don't think it was France. I think it was like the world's collective, like the UN of the Olympics was like,
I wish they hadn't.
I do too, because I would like to watch it. I didn't watch it.
Have they released a statement? Do we know? God, Leo got me good.
Did he?
I mean,
what'd you do to him?
Nothing. You didn't trim his nails. You didn't trim his nails, and then I entered the room.
You very victim of you.
Well, he drew blood.
Very Christian lady.
Hey,
I love eggs.
Hey, you come in and Leo's nailed to a cross.
Yike. The other LOL funny thing that I was going to show you that people are making fun of is the American team outfits.
Oh yeah. This is how little I'm invested in the Olympics. Can't even conceive what they are.
This is actually something that the athlete brought up to me. He was like, look how lame their outfits.
Wait, can you tell me what people have been saying, like what they look like?
Just like very bad fashion. So there are other countries that have had like really cool, like plays into their heritage. Like when you think of American heritage, what do you think of with fashion?
Oh, like Vegas.
We don't have any. Like, what is it? Cowboy boots?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Cowboy hats, cowboy boots.
I'm just going to show you.
Denim maybe is American.
You fucking nailed it.
Ew.
They are wearing like cuckoo denim jeans. I'm trying to find. See, this is when Twitter comes in handy, is just searching an image, but I can't. There's no Twitter. So American team outfit.
Denim. Wait, do they compete in denim? No, that would be insane.
They are wearing, for the opening ceremony, it's kind of like showing off your stuff. They're wearing like a, like almost like an Oxfordy, like university English blazer.
That kind of looks Great Gatsby-esque.
It's giving Great Gatsby. And then they're making them wear light jeans with a striped.
What?
Like, I get that maybe you're trying to give Ralph Lauren, but that looks good on one model, not
everyone. That's not a one size fits all. I wish we had pulled up like other countries who nailed the assignment.
Oh, there are.
Is the thing that like everyone does wear the same thing, or can they be like, hey, it's denim, wear what that means to you?
No, it's you.
It's
are
like
required.
Blazer.
Yes. Like, I'm trying to show the picture. This is like the team. Like, LeBron got to wear a white one because he was holding the torch, but everyone else behind him has light, acidy wash jeans, blazer with a striped shirt.
Okay, this photo eats, as the kids say.
It doesn't look good.
Those dudes look hot, I think.
Oh, they added like an untucked shirt and a hat in the back. But like other countries are making fun of us for being unfashionable.
Damn. Well, they're not wrong. When I think of fashion, I do not think of America.
One team that is nailing it was Mongolia. They looked cool as shit. How cool are those?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like, they look stylish. And, like, and then you get that. Like, we're fucking dorks. They're like jeans.
Yeah, that is. It is very, like, it's casual in a yucky way.
Yeah.
But that's kind of America.
It's giving 7-Eleven.
It's giving Walmart.
Yeah.
It's giving, like, Jillian Michaels fashion.
Ooh, that is such an outfit Jillian Michaels would wear.
Totally.
Ew.
Wait, do you think they share, or do you think they know what the other countries are wearing?
No, I think it's like
a surprise.
A big deal. It's like Fashion Week.
Wait, I feel so bad for the person who designed ours.
It's Ralph Lauren.
Oh! Ah. Okay, Ralph literally took stuff from Backstock in like 1999 and was like, this?
The millennials are really living Y2K. Why don't we bring back our mom jeans and blazers?
Did you know that when they dress like people from the 90s, they call it loser core?
What?
Yeah.
There is something to
or like early 2000s.
But there is, I could see there being a subset of loser core as like almost like self-effacing, like ironic, like emo-ish.
Sure. Anything to be sincere.
Yeah. Don't fucking stick your tongue out at me.
I think this is so tangential, but like, I don't understand. Like, we didn't come for Gen Xers. Why are Gen Z coming for millennials?
Because we went for boomers.
Everyone went for boomers. And right.
But like, I get why. It's a generational thing. We make fun of our parents. Their parents make fun of their parents.
But Gen Z and millennial are back to back.
Gen X doesn't exist to the like major like timeline of things.
Yeah, people don't talk about Gen X.
No, they don't. They genuinely don't care. They're like, you guys are millennials.
Interesting.
I know.
Okay.
The other hot Olymp topic is, of course, these anti-sex beds. So I'm sure everyone knows, but apparently the Olympics, you're putting the highest caliber of our athlete genetics, like representation.
Superhumans.
Literally like soups from the boys on Amazon Prime. Great show. They're gonna fuck.
Yeah, you expect them to not be busting nuts like constantly, especially if I was done doing my thing.
Get a gold medal. You don't think I'm gonna, probably coming helps their sport.
Absolutely.
It's probably some sort of like fitness health thing for them.
Absolutely.
You know, I need to just 3 times a day at 2 p.m.
Sure.
It gets rid of 6 calories.
Or maybe if you ingest the jizz of another gold medalist, that's gotta help.
Science.
Gotta help. Vibes.
Scientifically.
It's like accurate. Gold medal jizz is up here.
Yeah. So it's been a whole thing for years that they are always like passing out condoms and STD meds, and the Olympic Village is like a cesspool, like a walking STD. Because if you think about it too, like you're bringing in other countries' STDs too.
See, but in my head, these people are constantly tested. No. I'm like, really?
No, they're fuckboys.
Oh.
Yeah. So here's what I saw on TikTok taught me. Girlies are setting their location to be in the Olympic Village.
To match.
There to match with athletes. And there's a girl on TikTok who was swiping in the Olympic Village, matched with an Olympic athlete, and now they're like talking.
Nice.
And she's like, I'm sharing this information because I think if anything, like we should be spreading the good word.
That's yes. The thing. This don't is, gatekeep this.
Yes. Do not gatekeep. And I think because she exposed who it was and like some of their conversation, she was like, well, he stopped messaging with me.
Yeah, that was that.
But she took the L for us all.
She didn't have to take the L in that way.
How would we have known?
She could have just said, I'm talking to an athlete. She didn't have to call out who it was. It could literally have been any of them.
It didn't have to be American.
No.
I think she said, she didn't name him, but she was like, and he did his sport and he just happened to win the first gold medal for America. And everyone was like, so it's that guy.
See, she fucked up. And I appreciate her for the research part of it, but she did not have to go down that way.
She didn't have to be a martyr.
No.
But how smart is that? It's not even a martyr.
It's smart. Well, Grindr guys have been kind of doing that for a while, though.
Are they swiping in the Olympics?
Well, you just can change your location on Grindr. So you can, like, go... Like, guys will go to West Hollywood on Grindr
right
when they're about to go on vacation or
right,
something.
Right.
So I'm just saying, like, gay guys have definitely been taking advantage of that. Well, you know, my culture is not your costume, especially when it's Ralph Lauren.
Fucking Olympics in their jeans. Yeah. So they also made these, like, at an attempt to stop the constant
fucking, unstable bed.
They made unstable small beds. But here's why that's fucked up. You are dealing with, like, 6'5", 230-pound athletes,
yeah,
who do not need a twin bed.
No.
So much so that I think it was the girls, either the girls' polo team or the girl, whatever, gymnastics team, they left Olympic Village and got hotel rooms. Because they were like, these beds suck, and the conditions are like 10 girls to one shower. We're leaving.
Wait, also, is that that's allowed? Why don't all of them stay in hotels?
I think they purposely make an Olympic Village because they want everyone to be together in like one area.
Right. And so that would make me think that you have to stay there.
I would think so, too. But I think because they were like, it's the conditions and we can't perform well.
Wow.
I don't know. I think something that they were trying to fix ended up like fucking up some people's experience.
Wait, and is it true we're getting the Olympics in 2028? Is that true?
Yeah, it's in Los Angeles.
That's going to be awful.
That's why they're building the fucking rail system for us. All the subways.
Maybe we should rent out our homes.
Why?
The whole infrastructure of the city is going to change.
Why?
Because a million extra people are going to come.
Oh, well, that's why they're redoing LAX. You know that, right?
Yeah, I knew the rail system, like, you need a rail system from LAX to, like, civilization.
Yeah.
Which is insane we don't already have. But I'm sure they're going to, like, build new things that then won't be needed after it.
Well, no, the whole thing about hosting the Olympics is, like, it's actually a privilege for your city because you get new structures. You get, like,
I think there's a whole thing about cities that have been ruined by the Olympics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of like, and we got this amazing stadium and housing.
Well, because they sink a lot of money into it and they don't always recoup it. And it winds up being like, it makes it really hard for the people who live in that city to exist while the Olympics are happening.
Money.
I'm sure they get some, but I don't think it's like,
listen,
build
let's
a stadium.
Work on the fucking outfits first before we try and take on the whole goddamn Olympics.
And literally, it should be so easy to fix the outfits.
So easy.
Although I guess when are we ever happy?
Well, the other thing is, who's more American than Ralph Lauren? It ain't fucking Zara or Gap.
Wow.
Or H&M.
Well, Gap honestly would have been a low rent version of the Ralph Lauren. What would you have designed them to be? What if they were just all muumuus? Because we're kind of like,
honestly, I would have done like head to toe, like a full suit, like a full latex suit. Just real nimble.
A latex suit?
Yeah, just really, like, easy to move in. No one can see anyone's face, so we don't have to worry about, like, whose identity is what.
Or what if they were green so that we could green screen whatever we want onto them?
But! Like
JoJo Siwa.
Oh my God.
What if they were all JoJo Siwa? Wait, we could have gone real.
Ponies.
We could have made them all, like, hot dogs. What's more American than a hot dog?
Truly. Teslas?
No.
Okay, no, you're right. Tesla feels European. Anyway, there are so many other things. A dog, a golden retriever.
That'd be cute.
A Celsius can.
I would be watching.
We should put, like, out to the listeners, what things would you have put the American costumes over what we got?
Golden retriever, a piece of pie, a baseball.
A firework. Well, those are Asian things. Anyway, are you going to watch any of the Olympics?
If someone makes me. I actually
hold your eyes open, yeah, Clockwork Orange style.
Are they just on? Mm-hmm. I don't have TV, I don't think.
Yeah.
Are they on Hulu?
Yeah, Peacock. Oh, so that's what I was also going to say. So here's the fun part about it being NBC is the Olympics.
Yes.
Peacock, the app, it's allowed to be uncensored. And like, so they were following the gymnasts around yesterday, and Simone Biles was like, oh my God, the audience is probably like, what the fuck was that? And I was like, this is kind of fun.
That's wild.
Because think about like Love Island. Like they have all these things that have cussing and allowing because it's the app. It's not live television cable. You don't have to be following the rules of TC or whatever. So I think it's kind of fun that they're giving us like a 2.0 version of the
Olympics. Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, we should watch some.
Oh, I'm down.
I love how we just did a whole episode on the Olympics not having watched it.
Well, so you haven't either.
No, I watched a little bit.
Have men's gymnastics happened or do they happen throughout?
Happen throughout. Well, by the time this comes out, a lot of shit will have happened.
Oh my God. How long are the Olympics? 2 weeks?
I think so.
Wow. Yeah, let's watch them.
Okay.
I'm down for that.
Let's have lunch and watch the O.
Especially boys.
Listen, there's one thing I know that'll get me to watch television.
Guys and tight things.
Which again brings me to my point of maybe we should invite latex into the conversation.
I'm with you, honey.
Okay. Hey, what do you got promoting?
I am performing at the Brea Improv on Thursday, August 15th. And then I'm doing San Francisco Punchline October 1st, Sacramento Punchline October 2nd, and then Atlanta City Winery October 10th. And that is a big
venue.
Room. It's like 300 seats. So we're going to sell it out. That's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it. And you're opening for Taylor Tomlinson in Vegas.
I'm opening for Taylor Tomlinson in Vegas August 16th and 17th. And then also
my birthday.
Seattle, September 6th and 7th.
Fine.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're going to get a tour in between all those dates.
Yes.
Hey, Confidently Insecure stickers. We still have Slut Pill stickers. And Confident Bottom stickers. Send us what you think it's worth to my Venmo at Kelsey Dara, and I will mail it to you. If you're international, please include $2 for shipping.
Yes. And rate and review the pod.
Yeah.
Leave us a 5-star rating and a really, really sweet review. It really helps us in the algorithm.
And some people actually did do that after we talked about it. I was like, it made me smile.
You know, we should start reading people's reviews.
Oh my God.
I hear that in other pods that I like.
Let's do it.
Like, this is from Kim and Ida.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I love that. All right, Confidants. We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.